Hi guys, just a quick boo from in the lounge. Just sitting here with Lily. Just having a nice can of boat. Lily's having a scratch. She's so cute. Hey baby, you're cute. Shall we show you? Shall we show them how cute you are, baby? I've got a different device in my hand this time, so she might not want to know, but I've got my iPad. But she's not scared of things. She's totally not, are you? No. No, you're not, are you? Have you had your dinner? Using that as a... Hey, hello. Hello, goody. Hello, goody. You flicking your tail feathers at me. That's what that was. Yeah. The name has been changed. In terms of spelling, L-I-L-L-I-E, not L-I-L-L-Y, which is a common one. You're not a cockatiel, you're an African grey, you silly bird. Yes. You're not an African, you're not a cockatiel, you're a grey. You're supposed to make grey noises, yes. Oh, shaky beak. You got your food there, I'm not feeding you, missy. No, because you've got... Look. Look. Never mind all that. She's got a... What? 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 You're very talkative tonight, aren't you? Were you? She says... What are you doing? What? What's this? Oh... You've got husky bits in your food, missus. Whoa, dear me. What's this? Done this? No? You've got husky bits in your food. You're not to... Oh, that was cute. You grinding your beak at me? You grinding your beak? Yes. You're so responsive, aren't you? You have to some... I haven't got any. You're not a cockatiel. You're a grey. Shaky beak. Shaky beak. Put your wings out. Oh, you're so damn cute. Oh. Oh, what a bird. Seriously, I'm so pleased with her. She's one in a million, guys. She really is. She is absolutely... Wonderful. Oh, she's having a preen. For those who don't know what that is, she's cleaning her feathers. She uses the beak to comb them. Oh, no. No. Hang on, let's lock this screen so I can show you this up close.
Screen locked.
I think she's eating. You eating? You're not a cockatiel. Remember, you're not a cockatiel. You can make that noise all you like, but you're not a cockatiel. You're an African grey. You're talking. Yes, that's more like it. That's more like it, baby. She's climbing on a food bowl. Birdie. Are you a birdie? A pretty birdie? Yes. I'm going to teach you that next. I'm going to teach you how to go. Because it won't take you long. A few weeks. Between us, since Sam's had Kendall, I think we've managed to get... I'm not sure who actually got her to do it in the end. I'm not going to take credit for it. It may have been because I was doing it a lot while Sam was away. But I would say that Sam probably contributed the most to Kendall learning to go... It is a fairly easy sound for him to learn, so, you know, I don't know, whichever. But, my God, what a bird. This one's gorgeous. I'm sure you've heard plenty about Phoenix, too. But, hopefully some of you guys who know me well enough and haven't visited me yet would
absolutely love this, and you've got to at some point, the ones who can, you've really got to, because they are such a great bird. I mean, any bird's great, but greys are fantastic. It's a bird I've always liked, and I've always wanted a grey. I don't know why. I just have. The first grey I ever met was when I was a kid, and it was called Peter. He was about 17 years old when I knew him. He, stupid bloody thing, ate bleach and, well, swallowed bleach and killed himself. Stupid bird. He was belonged to an old couple, Tom and Vi. And he used to go, copper, copper, copper. I think he was one of the original imports. I don't know exactly what the deal was with him. I think he was an import. I don't know whether he ever came out. He may have been born here. I wouldn't have thought so back then, but there have to be now. There's no importing allowed. It does still happen, but if you're caught doing it, I think it's big time trouble. I don't know what the deal is. I've never gone into that, but mine's a British born birdie. It's got a ring. I know the guy. I don't know him well, but I know him well enough to know that I've seen the birdies before I got her. So, you know, I know that this one's born here. So I've got no trouble with that. She's absolutely beautiful. She is quite special, I think, in real terms. She's absolutely freaking wonderful. They're a great bird. The grey is a wonderful bird. They just are. I can't speak highly enough of them. But you definitely see. You can definitely see why she's so lovable. She comes out and she sits on my lap. And yeah, she craps on me. But hey, all birds do that. Cockatiels do it. Greys do it. Budgies do it. You know, any sort of tame bird will do that. Just what they do. But, you know, I absolutely adore them. I like parrots more than I do parakeets because, particularly the grey. I don't know what it is about the grey. It's a bit different to the other parrots. Amazons are loud. Really loud. Macaws are also loud. Cockatoos are ultra loud. Quakers are technically parakeets, but they're cute anyway. But they're sort of moderate. They can get loud, but I wouldn't say it's uncomfortably loud, not like a cockatoo or something like that, especially the umbrella cockatoo. Whew. I've heard they're extremely loud when they get going. They can make such a noise as to be almost deafening, from what I understand. The grey is relatively quiet. Yes, they have the moments when they go, when they're excited about something or they're playing with a toy or doing whatever, but it's far and few between. Most of it is whistles and clicks and hello and whatever else they decide they're going to say kind of thing. And they're just a great bird. And I'm looking forward to seeing this little girl develop into something quite cool. You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing little Lily come, you know.
Dreamcatcher, unlock, got unlocked.
You know, I'm looking forward to Lily.
Audio boom, close button.
Being,
voiceover off.
Something else. Sorry about that. I was aware of my time getting low, so I opened my screen and, of course, my bloody iPad was looking at an old boo that, not an old boo, a boo that Sam had posted before I decided to go and record this one. So, yeah, I'm just over the moon with Lily. She's somewhere else. As I say, the name has been changed in terms of its spelling. Just to be a bit different. And there is a reason behind it. A friend of mine is doing something with a business. And celebrities who give their people names, she's decided to do the same thing for a business page. So, you know, and she's calling them Lilies. L-I-L-L-I-E-S. Well, I quite like it. So I decided to name my bird Lily and spell it that way.